injury, the ankle problem that he had factor into the decision to let Wardell go?
You know, it was obviously it was a difficult decision, I think things may have been different had he been available to us, you know, throughout the OTAs and throughout the preseason, but he just wasn't. And we just, you know, when you're going to start the season, you've got to have healthy players on your roster, and it was hard to predict his future from that standpoint. And it's hard to meet a nicer guy and a harder working player and one that's more dedicated than he was. But, as I told a number of the guys that we released over the last couple of days, you're going to play. You're just going to have, going to have an address change, and hopefully he'll get that put behind him and be able to be a productive player.
In retrospect, do you wish you maybe left him on PUP so that he could have had the first 6 weeks?
No, that's not the case, because it was a second issue after we cleared him.
What about Quentin Gaither and the fact you went with four backs, Ken?
Well, Quentin, he earned a spot, legitimately earned a spot, not just because, of the effort in the Ram game, but he earned a spot particularly because of his production on special teams. And, we've got a situation, on the roster where we have one fullback, and Q can swing. He's a versatile player, and he can cover kicks, and he can do all those things for us. He's really, really improved as a special teams player. So, he earned it, and rightfully so. I'm very happy for him.
Byron, Mookie, Engel, you surprised you swung some of these guys through and got them out of the practice squad?
Everybody's doing the same things. Everybody's, at the last cut, they've identified their players, which ones they want to bring back on practice squad. So, we're fortunate from that standpoint to get everybody back. And I was, we were a little nervous about a couple of them, but, I think everybody's doing the same thing. So, right now, as we stand, we're looking at the wires and we're evaluating things. And I'd like to say this is the group that we're gonna go down the road with. But we have an obligation to try to upgrade a roster. And if there's somebody out there that we feel like can help us, then we'll make a move. At this point, we have no plans. We have nobody coming in. But it's a process now that begins and continues throughout the season. Yeah, they're very excited. They were very excited. We had a real brief workout outside, and we, had some productive meetings, administrative type things that you have to cover going the season. And they're really excited. They feel like that we have a lot ahead of us, and they understand that we have a lot of improving to do. But to think that we'll be walking out to our car 7 days from now, hopefully after a win, is an exciting feeling.
Would it be fair to say that it was easy? Adding on another receiver who could also participate in special teams made it a tougher decision to keep Wardell, who likely wouldn't have played special teams?
No, special teams production didn't have anything to do with that decision.
Do you worry at all about the relative lack of experience behind Justin Gage, McCarron's, and Brandon Jones at this point, if one of those three were to get hurt?
No, I don't. I don't think. I mean, most teams are probably in the same situation. I'm sure there's some exceptions, but you've got guys, at the front of your roster that are going to play take most of the snaps that have some experience, and you've got young guys that you're developing, and hopefully, Paul will become a productive special teams for us. Chris Davis, we know what he can do on teams, and he can make plays inside. And so now, what happens is their roles become more specific, and so each guy has a function and a role in a ball game, as compared to preseason, where you're asking somebody to do everything. And so I think we'll continue to see improvement from not only that group, but some of the other younger players.
Talking to some of the guys in your locker room, they talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars and said, some people think the Colts are our biggest rivals. It's Jacksonville. Is that the feeling that's building?
Well, if we were open against the Colts, they might have said something else. But and same thing with the Texans. But you're open in division. It's a exciting opener for us, especially at home. Jacksonville, it's well documented that they're a much improved team. They're a physical team, and we're going to obviously have to be at our best.
Didn't they benefit in some ways from a motivation standpoint because of what you guys did to them first right off the bat last year?
No, I wouldn't say that, because you say just Jacksonville.
Right.
I think they returned the favor the second time we played them. So, I think we kind of evened things out last year.
Do
Chris Carr's versatility, ability to play both corner and safety, factor it all into the decision to go one less and let Calvin Lowry go?
Chris can, well, we've got, obviously we have depth at the position. Donnie, we know what Donnie can do. Chris can play any of the positions in the secondary in addition to return. That was a major factor. You know, nobody worked harder than Calvin. You know, Calvin's a student. He works hard. He's just a dedicated player. And that, again, is a difficult decision for us. But, you know, you have to move on. You know, Griff comes in, steps up, and, you know, is only getting better. And the, you know, the roles, the positions behind the starters are unique in that Vinny can play nickel. He can back up both positions. He also has some specific roles on special teams. And Chris has returned, and Chris's versatility certainly helped him.
What kind of challenges did Chris Johnson face in the opener?
Chris can be in the same situation that a number of the other younger players are. You know, he understands that there's an increase in the intensity level and the speed and the emotions, but bottom line is he just has to go out and execute and do, you know, let his ability make plays for him.
What has he done to prove to you that he can run consistently between the tackles?
He's done it for us. I mean, we've seen it. We saw it in college, and we've seen it in the preseason. I mean, he's an inside runner, an outside runner, and a good receiver.
For all the tough decisions that have to be made, how gratifying is it to see a guy like Dave Ball come in here and kind of buck the odds and earn a roster spot?
You know, we brought Dave in here because we knew he had a chance to make this team. We just didn't bring him in here to fill a camp spot. You know, he was somebody that we felt had versatility, could play in, could come inside, play tackle, is hard working, dedicated, smart. So, we owed it to ourselves to give ourselves options when we lost Travis and Antoine, and we did that. And you know, unfortunately, Sean ends up being the odd guy out. But Dave came in and clearly won the job, won the spot, and is deserving of an opportunity to play for us.
Dave had a pretty nice game in Green Bay. Did that go in?
No, I mean, it didn't make it. It didn't change our minds. We kind of felt like that, you know, this was going to be the group. You know, we've got youth at the position. You know, basically Jacob and William are, you know, are rookies, and so you know, you need veteran presence at that third end spot, and so we felt like Dave gives us just what we want there.
What kind of challenges are when you're facing a guy like David Carr?
Well, David's his numbers speak for themselves. Last year, his interception to touchdown ratios, he does not make mistakes. He's very poised. He's mobile. They do a great job with him, and he understands how to manage a game, and he can make all the throws. So, I mean, he clearly led him to the playoffs last year, along with a number of key weapons offensively. So he's, he can run it and he can throw it, and that's when you got a quarterback that can do both, they're always a problem.
The last thing you mentioned, you're managing the game. Is that the biggest thing you separate a guy who, he's got a lot of years in the league, but not a lot of starting experience? Is that what bridged the gap for him?
Well, I think they clearly knew what they had last year when they made a tough decision, you know, right before training or right before the regular season started, and their decision to go with David. And David is just what we saw all last year. I mean, he understands what it takes. He fits their winning formula very nicely. They play good defense. They run the football, and you know, they don't turn it over.
When you downplay Vince's pain all the way through, is he able to do some things today?
Vince is fine, yes.
You still
want
advantage?
Vince is fine. We're not downplaying anything. There's no issues. There'll be no surprises as far as our quarterback's concerned.
Yeah,
and I'll probably have an injury report for you on Wednesday.
Yeah, Paul Williams, you had Byron Neely choices there. What did Paul Williams do to tell you that he was worthy of keeping?
Well, you know, we felt like Paul certainly improved throughout the offseason. He has all the skills. He's got the height, the weight, the speed. He can catch. He's got a lot ahead of him. There's a lot of potential there, and you know, he's closing that gap. He did some nice things on us with special teams. He'll fill a role for us on special teams, and you know, we're very excited to get Byron back and have him on the practice squad in case we need some help. He's there because he knows what to do.